Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio.
Silently closing their bedroom door. Leaving the note that she hoped would say more.
Today is a big day in New York, and it has consequences nationally.
To the kitchen, clutching
a handkerchief. Democratic as well as Republican parties in New York, they have kind of an early
quietly
primaries. First of all,
the
mayor
key,
in Wisconsin
stepping
is not partisan.
Outside, she
the primaries
is
in April,
free.
And they don't say Republican or Democratic. In New York, they're in June, and they do say Democratic or Republican, so they're two primaries. You have the DA of Manhattan today, Democratic primary. The fact is that Democratic nominee in New York for mayor in New York, Manhattan, is going to be elected. So, I mean, this is not a lot of mystery to this. We will know today, essentially, who is going to be the new mayor in New York after de Blasio leaves office this fall. And we're going to know who the new DA is from Manhattan when Cyrus Vance leaves office this fall. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, New York is probably, you know, it's hard to say what the most consequential city is in the country. I mean, a lot of big cities that are bigger than New York in terms of population. I shouldn't say a lot, they're a handful. I mean, LA is a very, very big city. Chicago is smaller than New York. Atlanta is important. It's the busiest airport in the country. And there are other cities, but New York, frankly, financially, culturally, and everything, is the centerpiece of big cities. So it matters who the mayor is. And right now, a guy named Eric Adams looks like he's the front runner. Andrew Yang is coming up behind him. There's a woman named Garcia coming up in that crowd, and Maya Wiley. You may have seen her on MSNBC sniffing around. They're all sniffing around. They've ranked choice voting. So if on the first ballot, and they just do this by computer, they don't have to re-vote. Nobody has a majority. Then they look at who's with the second choices. You put your second choice down and they make them the equivalent of first choices. And so on down to the fifth choice if they need it. And they figure out who's the mayor. And within reason, it looks like the moderates are Adams and Andrew Yang. The extreme progressive would be Maya Wiley, and Garcia is somewhere sniffing around in the crowd. That's all very interesting, but what is really interesting is the district attorney for Manhattan race, because whoever that is going to have to decide whether or not to prosecute Donald Trump for fraud, for financial fraud. Cyrus Vance is a very, very good DA. And he's been there a long time, and he's the one that started it, the grand juries. He's the one that's setting it up. And by all accounts, he's going to have the prosecution teed up before he leaves. The election, the general election against the Republican, which will be a foregone conclusion in Manhattan, in New York in general. Manhattan is one of five boroughs. There are four other boroughs in addition to Manhattan that make up New York City. There's the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. So the mayor will be the mayor of all five boroughs, but the DA is only the DA of Manhattan. And that DA, that's where all the financial action is. That's where a lot of Trump's properties are. And that's where, allegedly, from what's been coming out of the grand jury testimony, Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, has testified seven or eight times. Alan Weisselberg has refused to. That's the chief financial officer. So they're squeezing him on getting indicted himself, basically for income tax. He didn't report some income. The weakness in the case is that a lot of what he didn't report, you know, he'll characterize as fringe benefits, you know, an apartment, a car, that kind of thing. I don't think an apartment is a fringe benefit, not in New York. It's very expensive, millions of dollars. But usually the IRS doesn't go after people if they don't report a parking space or health care that they're given by their employer. So there's a lot up in the air. Here's my point. My point is there are about eight candidates running for DA, and a couple of them don't have enough firepower between their ears to blow their hats off. They're terrible. They wouldn't know what to do. One of them is a nut, thinks they're a progressive, wants to cut the funding for the DA's office in half. Idiots. Idiots. The DA's office in Manhattan prosecutes a lot of street crime. It also prosecutes a lot of white-collar crime. To say that you're going to cut the funding in half is idiocy. And this is one that thinks, oh, well, they're the progressive. They're not going to make it. Nobody in the right mind would vote for them, but they're there on the ballot today. But there are one or two, a couple of them, who have good prosecution experience, and my fingers are crossed. The theory against Trump, and there's a lot of them that have come out, and you can say everything about extortion in Atlanta by threatening Raffensperger for criminal prosecution if he doesn't forge some votes. You can say that he ginned up the insurrection, so therefore the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. should get him. All true, but you know, not likely under the circumstances, not as likely as in Manhattan, where he's conducted his financial affairs, such as they are, for a long time. And one of the theories that has come out of these grand jury investigations is that, for instance, he would value big properties differently, depending on whether he's paying taxes on them or whether he wanted bank financing. So let's say he had a building, he might tell a bank, this is hypothetical. I have not seen the grand jury testimony, but this is an example of the kind of things that has leaked out that he might tell the bank it's worth $100 million. So I want a $100 million loan. That's the collateral. And then he might tell the taxing authorities it was only worth $20 million. He should only pay tax on $20 million. If you do that, that is a criminal offense. I mean, you can't do that. If you have a house that's worth $250,000 in Milwaukee and you tell the bank, you know, you put it up as collateral and value it as $250,000 in a financial statement signed under oath, and then somehow you make arguments, good arguments, bad arguments, that it's only worth $50,000. Just don't do that. Don't do that kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, that and more taxes and so forth, and more is going to be the basis of the prosecution. Is the new DA who gets elected in November and takes office slightly after that up to it? Are they strong enough? They're going to be beset by murderous rage from the Trump cult. They'll come and they'll flood the streets of New York. They'll threaten them. They'll threaten them personally. Are they tough enough to get the New York police force to push that back? Push that back. Prosecute people who threaten them. Go after them. Go after them. Drag Trump in, former president of the United States. Try him for a felony. Are they tough enough to do that? Cyrus Vance was tough enough to do that, but he couldn't run for election because he didn't check progressive boxes. He didn't check enough identity politics boxes. In fact, he didn't check any financial identity politics boxes. So they're going to come up with somebody else. All right. Who cares? Somebody who checks boxes. But they also better check a real important box, and that is prosecutorial experience and toughness. They got to do that. They've got to do that, or Trump's going to wiggle free. You have the fish on the hook. He will wriggle free. I wish that Cyrus Vance was staying in. Politically, it didn't. It was not in the cards. There are a couple of people, one or two of them actually worked in his office, who I think will stay the course. They'll stay the course, but I want them to use professional prosecutors from their office, not grandstand and not screw it up. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. So many.